Ladies and gentlemen, today is our, what is it, third annual Bavapalooza. Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt are with us speaking of the arts for the special Christmas New Year's edition. Welcome, gentlemen.
Is it 3 years already?
Is it three years already? I don't know. How long have you been doing speaking of the arts? Robert Knott's been here for 7 years.
I've been doing it since January of last year, I think, right?
Yeah. And Robert is purring.
No, he's snoring.
What's going on? Oh, are we here? Thanks. I'm glad we pulled in. What's going on here?
He was all snuggled up in his bed.
I was all snuggled up. This is nice. I like being in my jammies. So what's going on? What are you doing?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
You know, the roads in Glorieta are actually better than the roads in Santa Fe, which is unusual because San Miguel County isn't necessarily known for their road crews.
The Plow Kings.
Yeah. The road coming here off Old Pecos Trail is horrible, so be careful out there, everybody. I guess they're all on the west side cleaning up. They got more snow on that side.
Yeah, I don't have. If anybody works for the city, please write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org and tell me why when it snows you never see snowplows, but when it doesn't snow there's snowplows everywhere. I mean, after the snow's melted.
There's got to be a rhyme or reason to it. I don't know, but.
All I know is it's a beautiful day. I like the snow. It's a marshmallow world in the winter. It's a marshmallow world in the winter. Take a walk with your favorite girl.
It's going to be a long hour.
It's a swinging day. I hope spring is late. It won't be a long hour. I'm only going to stay for 28 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's going to be interspersed. I'm going to do 4, take a break for 3, come back for 7, and don't worry, it'll add up. Hey, you know what? Let's plug the free parking that downtown merchants are doing for people.
Yay.
I was amazed and delighted last Saturday to find all the parking meters were covered with little bags.
Yeah.
I know. At first I thought that meant you couldn't park.
No, but the downtown merchants, there's too many of them to mention, although the Santa Fe New Mexican is one of them. They've paid for free parking. I don't know the specifics. I don't know if it's all day, but the ad on the back of the New Mexican in the main section says 2 hours of free parking at Saturdays before Christmas, and then it says 1,100 meters in downtown Santa Fe and Guadalupe Street, free. Also free parking across from the New Mexican in that Otero and Marcy Street lot. I just think they're going to let it go, and I think it's a great thing. I think it's wonderful the downtown merchants did this. I hope the city cooperated with them, and you know, if you're doing last-minute Christmas shopping tomorrow, consider downtown. Everything from, you know, Collected Works is down there, and Rainbow Man, and Sign of the Pampered Maiden, and a lot of galleries and hotels and gift shops. So give it some thoughts. Shop locally. And I still love the 5 and 10 on the Plaza. I still get a kick out of that place. I go in there and buy little trinkets. They have John Wayne coffee cups. Did you know that?
Yeah. I get cowboy hats for my partner. He works at the Cowgirl, and I get him cowboy hats there because they're inexpensive. Let's just call them inexpensive.
Oh, that's right. All those cowgirls have to wear cowboy hats.
Yeah.
That's why I like
them. And the cowboys, too.
And the cowboys have to wear cowgirl hats?
Pretty much. He wears a pink one.
That's a cowgirl hat.
Yeah.
So 1,100 meters, that's a long way to run.
Well, it certainly is, but I guess they're just going to be free, so that's tomorrow, downtown. Downtown. Remember that song? Downtown. Who sang that?
Petula Clark.
That's it. Oh, that's right. Downtown.
So, let's talk about Christmas and New Year's.
We want to do that, but we have to talk nice things about animals and the animals that need adopting.
Okay.
And
I have one.
What do you have?
Well, I have felines and friends. And
are they doing the photos with Santas again, or did they get that done?
I don't know. I didn't get. All I get is, that you can adopt a cat from Felines and Friends, and this week's featured kitty is Kelsey. A sweet and loving young kitty with a loud purr like Robert Knott. Kelsey enjoys affection and being petted, and although a little shy, will adjust quickly to a new home and people and make a great house cat.
He's a
handsome boy with a short gray coat and tabby markings.
And I know how to use a litter box.
And he knows how to use a litter box, and so does Robert Knott. Yeah, and you can visit the cats at Petco in Santa Fe, and Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. The cats and the cat people are there, and at Tecatu in San Busco, the first Saturdays of every month from 10 to 2, and you can go to fandfnm.org.
And you know, you shouldn't adopt an animal this time of year just because you want to adopt. You got to love the animal and want to keep him. It's not like a Christmas gift that you forget about. It's like when they get the bunnies and the rabbits at Easter and nobody wants them. So we hope you really want to do this. And the Santa Fe Animal Shelter has home for the holidays. and there's a really cute photo of a kitty cat. He's underneath a little ball.
That is a cute cat.
He's adorable. He's sleeping nicely. I'll let you see that photo.
Yep, very cute.
It's an ad, and you can't see it on the radio, but I'm cute.
Hold it anyway, up to the mic real quick.
Here. See, there's a, he's little.
There, see?
He's gray and
it
white.
It just went into everybody's mind in radio land. The cute little cat with the closed eyes and the happy cat smile with his little kitty paws pawing the Christmas ball that's gold and that's about to break and come off the tree because he's knocked it down.
No, never mind that. You adopt through December 31st and you'll receive a gift bag filled with toys, coupons, and the love of your life. Wonderful animals await you at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter on Caja del Rio Road, 983-4309. And it's called Home for the Holidays. So you're going to get like extra gifts if you adopt by the end of the year.
Extra gifts for the kitty.
Yes, and it's great.
I'm assuming it's for kitties and puppies.
Yes, it's for all animals that they have out there. They might even have like a goat or a duck out there.
They have rabbits.
They get other animals that people drop. They get roosters and ducks and goats. And
guinea pigs.
I think
they're all left over from last Christmas.
Probably even a Komodo dragon out there.
And apparently bunnies make good house pets. The good ones are housebroken. You can get housebroken bunnies at the animal shelter. And believe it or not, they have their own personalities.
I've already got two ornament-breaking kitty cats at my house. What do I need a housebroken rabbit? Hey, there's lots of stuff happening for Christmas and Christmas
there
Eve.
There is. Speaking of ornaments.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
Speaking of ornaments, if I can find the thing that I just wanted to look at, and I just lost it.
Mary Charlotte, you look beautiful this morning.
You do. You look. She's got that.
No,
she's
you
got
look
that,
at the passe. I'll flirt with her.
She's got that bright holiday sort of glow
I know.
On her.
Wow.
Speaking of ornaments,
move my chair closer
from 6 to 9 p.m. Tonight, over at the Second Street Brewery, Johnny Broomdust and some friends performing as the Swingin' Ornaments.
Really?
Get that picture in
your
head.
Speaking of ornaments.
Put that picture in your head.
Yeah.
They're performing from 6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. over at the Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard. They're doing sort of instrumental versions of Christmas, of holiday tunes. In a swing style, and of course there's going to be lots of improvisation. Johnny Broomdust is an amazing musician. Okay, and then on Christmas Eve from 3 to 5 p.m., the Swingin' Ornaments are going to be at the Cowgirl. So they're doing two shows this weekend. I think they actually did one on Wednesday that I couldn't go to.
Are these free?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
There is no charge for either one of these shows. But other people joining Johnny Broomdust are Josh Martin on guitar and steel, Michael Cott on viola and cello. And I'm sure there's going to be tons of other special guests. So that's a fun holiday thing to do.
And tonight at 5:30 at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Street, there's going to be the winter performance by Chancel Bell Choir. And you can listen to the music by Charles Alexis Chauvet, C-H-A-U-V-E-T. Is that how you pronounce it?
Chauvet? I don't know.
Oh, I see. He was around in the 1800s. He's gone now. But anyway, you'll hear Jingle Bell, Silent Night, and other songs. No charge for the concert, but donations are appreciated. And once again, that's 5:30 tonight at the First Presbyterian Church. So if you want to ring in Christmas with a ringing show, that's
right.
It.
But if you want to ring in Hanukkah, well, Hanukkah's already rung in, but from 3 to 4:30 on Sunday,
I'm already rung
which
out
is Christmas Day, on the plaza. I'm sorry. Let's see. Yeah, on the lighting of the ice menorah on the plaza is from 3 to 4:30 p.m. There's going to be a singing of traditional Jewish songs led by cantor Michael Linder. There's going to be a concert by the Dreidels.
Nice.
There's going to be latkes and chocolate geld and hot chocolate.
Latkes, now you're talking
my
language.
And donuts. And then at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, December 27th, the Genevieve Chavez Community Center is hosting Hanukkah on Ice.
What?
This is awesome. Now, it's not like a show. It's not like people dressed
like
as giant menorahs or anything
Sesame
like that.
Sesame Street on Ice or stuff it's like Mickey Mouse?
There's a giant menorah there.
I'm still with that
light.
Ice menorah.
There's going to be games and skating lessons, and you can skate to traditional Hanukkah music, and there's going to be food there, too. And there's no charge for the event, and there's a very small fee to rent skates. And for information, you can visit ShabbatSantaFe.com.
This is amazing, Hanukkah on Ice.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
To be like, you know, what's going to be next on Ice?
I don't know. You know what I got from my iPhone? I have a menorah app.
It lights.
It knows which how many candles you're supposed to light each day.
So what happens when you light the candles on the ice menorah? Does it melt?
No, I don't know how they prevent that. I mean, I'm sure that there's some kind of structural degradation, but I don't. It doesn't necessarily melt. I think a couple of years ago it got vandalized. It might have even been last year, but this year I think they're taking better better watch over it.
So how about Christmas Eve at the Lenzic? That's what I always do.
You mind Joseph
Hillick? We were talking about this last week. It's
Santa Fe Concert Association?
Yeah.
What do you know about them?
5 o'clock, Joseph Hillick conducts the Concert Association Orchestra and Chorus of Santa Fe and Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 1, Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, and violinist Jackie Tso, trumpeter Brian Rector, and pianist Joe Illick.
Wait a minute, Shostakovich and all those guys wrote Christmas songs?
Shostakovich. Yes, they wrote White Christmas in advance. But they didn't tell anybody.
They knew. They just knew.
Well,
they needed to avoid the Christmas rush. I don't mind them doing it in advance, but I didn't know these guys from the classical era did this stuff. That's amazing.
Have you heard about this thing that's coming to town? This
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Well, that too. But the mobile letterpress that's coming to town. Have you heard about this? This gal named Kyle Dury, who's a Portland, Oregon letterpress printer and the owner of Power and Light Press, which specializes in, and I quote, music packaging, posters, custom stationery, and inappropriate greeting cards.
Ooh.
And there's some really fun ones on her Etsy site, if you go. But anyway, she's been moving around. She went in November, and she put together a Kickstarter site and raised a bunch of money to build a mobile letterpress printing studio in this old sort of converted laundry truck that was used, I believe, in the 80s. And then, she's going to be coming to town, and she's going to be doing some demonstrations, and she's going to have a whole bunch of her printed stuff for sale. This is over by Kakawa Chocolate House near the state capitol at 1050 Paseo de Peralta, and that is tonight at 5 p.m. Friday, December 3rd, 23rd, that's 23rd. And she's going to be, this is like if you have any last minute shopping to do, this is a really cool thing to do. I'm not sure if you're allowed to do anything hands-on, but I mean, at least you'll get to see a really cool mobile letterpress.
That's cool, and the product that comes off of that stuff, the cards and letters, and usually the paper too, are exquisite.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're all printing geeks over at the Pasatiempo, so I think a bunch of us are going to try and walk over after work and check it out.
That's so nice, printing geeks.
Yeah. So
don't forget the Palace Press. That's the printing geek place of all time.
I know, it is. It is. It's fun.
And speaking of Santa Fe Concert Association, don't forget the New Year's concert, New Year's Eve concert, which is exactly 1 week after the Christmas Eve concert. Saturday, December 31st, also at 5 o'clock, also Joe Illick, and Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 3, and Beethoven Symphony No. 5.
Yeah. Hey, can I mention a couple of other things?
With Claire Huangshi, I think, pianist. I don't know how you say her name. Sorry.
Can I mention a couple of other things that are happening around the New Year since... I don't know, are we going to be here next week?
We are not.
We are not going to be here next
week. We're going to be sleeping.
So just have a few things that I want to mention for that weekend.
Please.
And that week. We have the Santa Fe Southern Railways holiday rides. There's going to be a New Year's Eve party from 10 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on the train. And then on January 1st, there's going to be a quote-unquote Hair of the Dog train. So that's nice.
Say that again?
Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog train.
Train. Yes.
Can you say more about that?
I can't, but I imagine it involves Bloody Marys and lots of aspirin. Anyway, you can find out tickets by calling 989-8600 or going to the Santa Fe Southern Railways website. I'm sure you'll get much more information. And then we also have, 21st Annual Light Up a Life. I do this every year. Lighting of Farolitos in Memory of Lost Loved Ones at 5:30 p.m. Saturday, December 31st on the plaza. This is done through Presbyterian Medical Services. You can purchase a Farolito in advance and sort of honor a loved one who has passed. And this is a great event, and it raises money for the hospice center. If you call 982-2211, you can reserve a Farolito, or you can visit their website, which is PMSF Southwest. PMSF Southwest.
What's the best cure for a hangover?
PMS.
PMS. Best cure for a hangover was the Carlos Gospel Cafe's hangover stew, which I believe I have a recipe for that I got from Mr. Knott after Carlos passed away.
What's
in
it?
That's a fine thing. You don't even make that for me anymore.
I can't tell you.
What do you mean? What's one of the main anti-hangover
chili
ingredients in it?
One of the best ways to cure a hangover, if you can do it, and it's hard to do in Santa Fe, is the next morning, take off all your clothes and take a nude swim in a cold body of water. It's not the same as a cold shower. If you jump in a lake or a pond or you go in your swimming pool, half your hangover is going to go away. But people don't keep those sort of things around here. It's hard to find a pond or a lake.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I like swimming nude at any time, so it's a good reason to get drunk.
You could go to 10,000 Waves, go in the cold plunge.
No, it's not the same.
It's not?
No.
Why not? You need
to swim. You don't need to sit there like you're stuck in a barrel.
You got to move around. You got to move around.
You got to, like, move. You got to move your whole body.
Move your body. One more thing for New Year's Eve. Robocalypse 2012. Meow Wolf transforms El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe into a robot brain. They do this, I believe they did it last year, and it was awesome. In celebration of the new year, it's 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Saturday, December 31st at El Museo. If you go to meowwolf.com, I believe you can find more information and possibly even tickets. So
excellent.
That's it for the New Year's roundup.
No, it isn't.
Oh, well, from me, anyway.
Sofrito's second annual New Year's Eve party with host DJ Sofrito, Jaime Becerril, and that is Saturday, New Year's Eve, from 9 o'clock until Sunday, New Year's Day, at 2 in the morning at the Lodge. And that is one big salsa party, but lots of other kinds of music as well. And appetizers, tickets are in the reasonable range, considering that what night it is. And party favors and all kinds of good things. And it's a nice dance floor up at the Lodge. For more information about how to get to the Lodge, 992-5800.
And this is your last Saturday to swing down to Madrid tomorrow if you want to go for the Madrid Christmas. Santa Claus is usually there, Mrs. Claus, stagecoach rides, holiday lights, live music, shops, galleries. Visit Madrid.com for more information.
Mishkin?
Yeah. Sleigh bells ring.
And what do they call Santa's little children?
Elves?
Dependent clauses.
Oh, my gosh.
This is great. Come on, here,
Fuller.
When's that? Did you talk about Wise Fool having that New Year's Eve holiday cafe?
No, I did not.
Okay, that's next Saturday. We're jumping ahead because New Year's Eve is important because it's the beginning of the new year. They're doing that at the Agua Fria, the Wise Fool Studios over there on Agua Fria Street. It's 2 and 4:30 next Saturday. It's a holiday cabaret. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Let me see. Did we tell people that in today's Paso Tiempo, it's the...
I was just going to mention that.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No.
All right. We have the...
Cutting in, huh?
We printed the work by the winners and runners-up of our holiday writing contest.
Oh, nice.
Which is always... It's the only thing that, besides putting up a tree, that gets me in the Christmas spirit anymore. So we have child and adult and teen categories. Poetry and prose, and there's all the winners, and first, second, and third place, plus runners-up, are their stories are printed with beautiful illustration in today's Paso Tiempo. And
a lot of them are kids and teenagers, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have generally there's one or two schools every year that will have their kids send in some stories, and some of them won this year, so and those schools are mentioned. So pick up a copy of the Paso Tiempo, if not for all of the wonderful other stuff, then for the great stories inside that will put you in the holiday spirit.
I love how you have a very Christmassy red and green cover with a Star of David, a Valentine's heart.
We've got the moon. We've got the...
The star and moon. You've got everything. You've got every religious symbol that there is.
Pretty much. It's
except
a non-denominational thing.
Some of them. Or
but that's, isn't it's that Ford Ruffling's
work? Multi-denominational.
That's artist Ford Ruffling's work. And
yeah.
It's a really nice piece on him by Jennifer Levin in today's PASA.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
piece. He's having an opening at Owens Dewey. Maybe it's tonight. I don't know.
It is tonight. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. is the reception.
Oh, boy.
And that's up through January 14th, and there's a story on page 28.
He's a good artist. And don't forget Nick Gadbois, whose work graces the Santa Fe Baking Company for, I guess, another couple of weeks until the beginning of January. And he's been at it for a long time, and he's a very, very good artist.
There's a picture of Area 51 in front of me of his work.
I still say it looks like Marfa, Texas.
It does look like Marfa, Texas.
But that's pretty cool.
Are we done yet?
No, we're not done yet. Tuesday, December 27th, Also at the Lenzic, Santa Fe Concert Association presents Broadway star Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Mitchell's going to play at the Lenzic.
What do we know about him?
Well, he's going to be here Tuesday night. We got a story in Pasta Tempo about him. I think it's, who the heck's hosting him? One of those concert groups?
Concert Association.
So there's a good piece on him in today's Pasta Tempo by, David Macello, I think.
Yes.
He was an army brat. He was always traveling around the world. And he tries to fit his concert to the venue he plays in. And he's done some Broadway stuff. And I have no idea what he's going to be doing, but maybe it'll be songs like from Kiss Me Kate and Ragtime and Man of La Mancha and maybe Cats, and maybe there'll be a Christmas song or two. Well, no, probably not, because it's Tuesday and people don't want to hear Christmas songs the day after Christmas.
I know, they expire immediately.
I still think winter songs should be allowed to happen in January and February. There's no reason you can't sing Winter Wonderland. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It's just about sleigh bells ringing.
Yeah.
Are you listening? In the lane. Snow's glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in the
Winter Wonderland.
Why can't we do that like February 9th if it's snowing out?
How come you can't do it on Valentine's Day, Robert?
You could if there's snow. You could also do... Oh, you're flirting with me. Valentine's Day. That's sweet. I didn't catch on because I was just waking
she's
up.
She's dropping you a hint. Mary Charlotte gave Robert not an idea.
No, like, if it's snowing on, like, January 8th, why can't you play Let Us Snow, Let Us Snow, Let Us Snow?
I think the sleigh bells are what make it Christmassy.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't do sleigh bells. You don't do jingle bells. You just do, you know, Dean
Martin. Yeah, corn for popping isn't really a Christmassy thing in my mind.
That's
Unless you make... Garlands of popcorn.
Yeah. If you have animals, don't do that.
Is it time for a commercial break yet?
It is indeed. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back. You're listening to Babapalooza on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe with Rob DeWalt and Robert Nye.
I need a Bloody Mary.
I know. Me too. Let's get a train.
And we're back with Robert Nye and Rob DeWalt, Babapalooza, and we're just going to mention that very thing that... That spot was just talking about. Let me get my information out. But anyway, what else is happening?
Well, why don't we take a minute and speak about movies?
Sure.
I really want to pressure you to go see The Artist, which is Mikael Hazanavicius.
I've already seen it.
Beautiful little...
One of the main characters in it is a Jack Russell Terrier.
Incredibly cute.
Incredibly cute.
And Uggy the dog, U-G-G-Y.
A Uggy very good actor.
Yeah. It's a beautiful picture playing at Regal de Vargas. I saw it during the film festival and wrote an opening day review in Pasta Tempo. And I just, you know, if you don't know the story, it's about a silent film star. And it's shot in black and white, and it's silent, who isn't ready to adapt when sound comes in. But it's what the filmmakers do with the story that's really so surprising and heartwarming and sad and beautiful. And also fun. And it's not doesn't have a tragic ending, and the doggy is a hoot to watch. Steven Spielberg's War Horse opened today. Jonathan Richards reviewed it for PASA. I haven't seen it yet. And there's a nice little French picture, and I don't know how to pronounce this, but I know you will.
Le Havre.
Yeah. It's a really
Le
nice...
Le Havre. I don't know. You don't pronounce the H, right?
Yeah, Le Havre.
So
Le Havre.
It's a really nice little picture.
Ask DeWalt. He knows French.
By a Finnish director. It's about an elderly shoeshine man who befriends a... illegal immigrant African boy and tries to help him to get back together with his mom in England. It's a very sweet, again, it's you know, not to give much away, but it's not tragic, and really beautiful little interplay with a socio-political subtext and some good humor and some very bizarre but wonderful camera work. Makes me think of like a Douglas Sirk movie from the 50s, but that's running over at the screen if you want to go see it. Sam Levinson, who is Barry's son, has a picture called Another Happy Day at CCA. And Ellen Barkin's getting really good notices for that picture, and I've always liked her. I'm really glad she's out there. We have another review in today's paper, I think, by John Bowman on that.
Mission Impossible, yeah? Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible's playing. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo's playing.
Remakes.
Hugo, Martin Scorsese's playing, and I'll mention Sam Shepard giving a great performance in Blackthorn, also running at the screen. You could call it a Bolivian Western. I really enjoyed it. And if you like Marilyn Monroe, My Week with Marilyn is still playing at the Vargas. And I'm happy to say that Emilio Estevez's movie The Way is still playing
at
the Vargas. It's still running, and it's...
I'm so glad to hear that.
You and I talked about that when I came on back in October when it opened. It's still running.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen the movie The Way, then that is the movie to go see over Christmas time. I think it's one of the best movies of the year, and I think it's a really inspirational movie to see as you go into the new year. It's about a pilgrimage. It's about a father and son, and as we talked about the last time, it doesn't have car chases, pretty young things, any of the cliches of Hollywood. It is actually a movie of tremendous substance with Emilio Estevez and his dad.
Yeah,
it's really great work.
The amazing Martin Sheen.
Finally, I saw the Sherlock Holmes sequel. It's watchable. It's not really good. It's okay. If you like it, you're going to go see it.
From the trailer, it looked like the second one was going to be better than the first one.
No, it doesn't. It's more faithful to the Conan Doyle stories, actually. Yeah. But it's just dark and goofy, and they get involved with, diehard type violence, and it wears out its welcome. But it's still watchable. If you like Robert Downey Jr., you'll be amused, and there are some great moments in a otherwise routine picture. But, my 2 cents worth isn't going to stop anybody that wants to see it from going to see it.
And here's something that a lot of people might not be aware of. If you have access to the internets, you can now see movie reviews, past and present, from the Pasa Tiempo, and the Chile ratings of current screenings, and you can purchase tickets through the website at sfnmhome.com.
Oh.
Restaurant reviews, film reviews, all kinds of stuff, old and new.
That's good.
And that's sort of a newer feature. And while I'm on the subject of pimping the newspaper, I want to tell people that we're still accepting food donations for the Food Depot through December 30th, I believe.
Yes.
So during regular business hours, which are, I believe are 8 to 5,
uh-huh.
You can show up with non-perishable food items, canned beans and things like that. Holiday things would be great if you come by today. And if you do, come by and say hi to me and Robert Nod. But drop off, that in your pantry when you're cleaning it out looking for those spices you need for your dry rub turkey, you're going to find like a can of something, corn, whatever it is that you want to get rid of. So bring it down to the office.
Or run over to Trader Joe's and buy a few cans.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You always put an extra can or two in.
Yeah, it's a good time here to do that. It's the bags are down by the Christmas tree at the New Mexican. Pop on by 202 East Marcy. We are closed on Monday. It's a holiday. Although we will have a reporter on duty. That is me.
And we promise there will be no news of any kind happening in the world.
Well, I doubt that. I think I'm going to try to hitch a ride with the city garbage crew and see how much
holiday stuff
they're picking up.
Awesome.
Wave to your garbage man when they drive by.
And if you want to read your kids a cute little interview with Santa Claus I did in yesterday's paper, you can easily Google it, Robert Nutt and Santa Claus. I interviewed him for yesterday's paper. He's over at DeVargas Mall. And there's a photo of Santa Claus in our... in our
calendar,
but he looks a little suspicious to me.
Suspicious?
That's from the Monroe Gallery of Photography. It's a Steve Shapiro shot of a Santa Claus in Chicago, and that's because Monroe is celebrating 10 wonderful years of photographs, photojournalism. They're at 112 Don Gaspar, and their 10th anniversary celebration is today from 4 to 6. I'm going to try to go over and say hi to Sid and Michelle. They're good people.
Hey, let's go back to the Santa Fe Art Institute. They are presenting two professional development workshops, Internet for Artists and Verbal Communications for Artists, Writers, and Performers in All Disciplines. Did we talk about this already?
No.
No. The Internet for Artists weekend retreat will take place at the Institute on Friday, January 20th, that weekend, and the Verbal Communications will be Monday, January 23rd, and you can take them together or separately. For more information, Santa Fe Art Institute, sfai.org, or 424-5050 in the 505 area code. And we might get somebody on the air to talk about that briefly in the new year, because that is actually really good and important stuff. There are so many amazing artists who do not get seen, and sometimes the people who get seen, they might be good, but above all, they're really good promoters.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Hey, can I mention the Unity Bash that's happening at Warehouse 21?
Yes.
I wrote about this in my column today. Warehouse 21, which is the teen and young adult arts center in Santa Fe, is holding their Unity Bash. They do this sort of annually now. It starts at 5 p.m. tonight over at Warehouse 21 in the rail yard. With a Bash art show in the upstairs Flying Cow Gallery. There's going to be work by new, emerging, and established artists. Apparently there's going to be a really cool robot sculpture. It might even be kinetic. I'm not sure. But
it won't come to life and chase me, will it?
Jesse G., who's a 30-something Santa Fe native who now lives in California, is bringing one of his robots down for the show.
I don't like that.
There's going to be tons of other stuff, but Picture Plane is the headliner for a concert that begins at 7 p.m. Picture Plane, his real name is Travis Edgy. He used to live here in Santa Fe, and he's got some pretty funky, gothic electronica stuff going on. You can Google him or just read my column. And then also performing are DJ Dirt Girl and the pop-punk emo band HN88, who I believe took over the airwaves recently.
And the stand-up comic Ryan Miera is coming back.
Yes.
From Chicago.
And keyboard, a.k.a. Noah DeVore, is also performing some of his sort of minimalist bedroom pop. And Samwise, Beau Breezy, and MC OG Williker.
I know, I was thinking the same thing.
What?
Minimalist bedroom pop?
Yeah.
Is he still wearing
pajamas?
He
uses like old-school like Casio tone, like Casio like keyboards and stuff. And
explain the use of the word bedroom in this context.
Well, he always wears pajamas.
It's a description of a kind of pop. I mean, lot of people describe it to use the word to describe sort of home recorded sort of lo-fi pop that you would do, you know, not in a big huge production studio or whatever.
Okay.
But he's been keyboard's been doing this for years, and he's a great guy and a great musician. And this concert starts at 7 o'clock. Now there's a small fee, but it's an all ages show, and it's definitely worth it to come out and support Warehouse 21. On that note, our New Year's issue is going to be all about new and emerging artists with ties to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We've got like 10 or 11 people that we profiled from ages 14 to like 30. And we went out, we talked to a blacksmith, we talked to a visual artist, we talked to a singer, a couple of singer-songwriters, a violist, a dancer, an actress. We talked to a bunch of people. So that'll be next week.
Excellent.
And possibly
that sounds fun. I didn't know there were any young people in this town.
There are. I mean, there. You know, a lot of them that have a passion for music tend to leave early and go off to school somewhere else because they get more support elsewhere. But
I mean, I'm only half kidding. I mean, obviously there's young people in this town, but it's hard to get people to stay.
Say, what time is it?
It is 8:41, and Collected Works Bookstore will be open from 8 to 6 on Christmas Eve.
Yay.
And closed on Christmas and open again on Monday, the day after Christmas, at 8 in the morning. And on Wednesday, okay, so these are very interesting. Wednesday, December 28th, at 2 o'clock, Professor Byron Johnson will be there for a discussion of his latest book, More God, Less Crime, Why Faith Matters, and How It Could Matter More. Johnson's book examines how religion can be a powerful antidote to crime.
Huh.
Yay.
I like to tell anecdotes around a fireplace.
Yeah.
There's
there's
a book signing. There's also a speech there around New Year's on should we all own guns.
Yeah.
Is that on there?
Oh, that's not on here, but that's the book More Guns, Less Crime.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to More God, Less Crime. Both of those have arrived on my doorstep, but because I am taking a few days off next week, I'm not going to do interviews on those two, but Dr. Michael Shermer on Wednesday, December 28th will be at Collected Works Bookstore also for a presentation of his latest book, The Believing Brain, From Ghosts and Gods to Conspiracy, How We Construct Beliefs and Reinforce Them as Truths. Very interesting stuff. And I'm going to be talking to him sometime in the new year because that's a very interesting book.
If he's talking about the Loch Ness Monster, I'm going to be there.
He will be talking about things like the Loch Ness Monster and how we go from having these be constructs in our minds to being what we think of as truths. And then on Thursday...
There's no construct. It's true.
December 29th at 6 o'clock, Collected Works Bookstore presents Nobel Prize-winning physicist Robert Laughlin for a discussion of his book, Powering the Future, How We Will Eventually Solve the Energy Crisis and Fuel the Civilization of Tomorrow. And he basically takes the reader 2 centuries into the future when fossil fuels are gone and how we will power what is left of our civilization. And I actually read that book and it's good and it's interesting, and I'll be talking to him on Monday morning here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
But we're not going to be alive then.
No, but our so-called descendants will. Or some of them.
Oh, how about that?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Has anyone been by to see the First National Bank of Santa Fe's 54th annual holiday model train show that is actually at the New Mexico History Museum?
No, because people were getting tired of hearing it at the First National Bank, so they moved it over to the museum. But it's a great little train show. You got to go because they run the train. Bring the kids there today. That is a great idea. If the kids are out of school, you're going crazy, bring them to the New Mexico History Museum. Please tell us where it is and how much it is to get in.
Well, it's there's no charge for just the display.
That's what I wondered.
Basically, the hours are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sundays through Tuesdays.
Except museums are closed Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, they're not open.
Okay.
But this would be a great day to get out there and take the kids. I love this train thing that they do every year.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what it's like in the museum as opposed to the bank.
You know, I had a model train set when I was 10 years old and had it all set up in the basement of our house and made all these little houses and train stations and little people and trees and things like that. And it was on a big piece of plywood with a piece of green felt on it that was the green grass. And I don't have the plywood anymore, but I still have the train set and I have no place to put it up. And I'm dying to put that thing up. I would like to feel like I'm 10 years old yet and 10 years old again and put up my train set.
Speaking of choo-choos, the New Mexico Museum of Art is having a docent talk called The Railroad in New Mexico. And it's work in the exhibit, How the West is One, the Art of New Mexico. So it's basically talking about the railroad history in the New Mexico territory and state. And that's at 12:15 p.m. At the New Mexico Museum of Art on Wednesday the 28th.
So that's right.
You can see the trains and you can learn about trains in New Mexico at the same time.
Because we're coming up to 100 years.
Yeah.
As our descendants would say, that's a long time.
Yeah. Centennial, that was 2012, would be the 100th year of our statehood and the 100th year of the Girl Scouts. So.
All right, you're kidding. And they were born at the same time?
Yeah.
Were they born? Did they start in New Mexico, the Girl Scouts?
I don't think so.
Huh. No, I think we'd know about it.
How old are the Boy Scouts?
I don't know. See, I'm not sure. But I know the Girl Scouts are 100 years old.
Following it up with the reality, huh? Okay.
Did we talk about a toast to the new year? A Santa Fe Desert Carouse concert on Wednesday the 28th.
Go for it.
It's at 6 p.m. at the Loretto Chapel. I have no idea what the program is. If you go to ticketsantafe.org for tickets, I'm sure that they will have some programming information up there. Now, this Desert Corral thing is on the 28th, and it also is on the 29th, and it is also on the 30th. So you have three opportunities for that show.
The Boy Scouts of America is one of the largest youth organizations in the United States, with over 4.5 million youth members in its age-related divisions. Since its founding in 1910, as part of the International Scout Movement, more than 110 million Americans have been members of the Boy Scouts of America.
Amen. So it's a little bit older than the Girl Scouts.
It's a little bit older than the state of New Mexico.
Yeah. You sound like that lawyer in the movie Miracle 34th Street when he's talking to the judge. The U.S. Postal Service has been around since... And they're like, all right, we believe you. So what's this? Do you accept the U.S. Postal Service as an authoritative voice? We do.
I'm going to say this, and I'm embarrassed, but I've never seen Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, my God. I've seen it about 15 times.
It's almost better than It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm going to try and watch it this holiday season.
You must
season.
Watch it. It's sure a wonderful movie.
If there's not a James Bond marathon on, I'll certainly give it a shot.
I know. Well, if they do the James Bond movie with Ursula Andress, I would switch over to that, too.
It's on a lot. If you have even basic cable, it's always on Turner Classic Movies.
That's
and,
what I was going to. I was going to do AMC or Turner Classic.
And sometimes they have a colorized version, and sometimes they have.
I want the black and white.
And if you have the colorized version, you can adjust your TV set to make it look black and white.
Christmas Eve on the town. Let's say you want to go to a bar and just have a drink and listen to music. Let's just mention some of the gigs. Cheese Bud El Mason has Pat Malone, John Gagan, and Kyle Haynes at 7:30, Jazz, No Color. Evangelo's downtown has a Blues Cabaret with Zenobia and Soul Man Sam, 3 to 6, No Cover. La Casa Siena Cantina has Holiday Tunes, Piano and Vocals, 6 to 10 p.m., Christmas Eve, No Cover. La Fiesta Lounge at 8 o'clock has Zenobia and her trio, 8 to 11, No Cover. Pranzo Italian Grill has David Geist on piano, 6 to 9, a very minimal cover.
Yay.
San Francisco Street Barn Grill has Savor, Cuban Rhythms, Christmas Eve, 8 to 11, no cover.
Savor.
Two more. San Q Japanese Sushi and Tapas has harpist Kate Shane. That's interesting. 7 to 9, no cover. And finally, Vanessa, P. pianist Doug Montgomery's annual Christmas Eve show. Your guys were supposed to go, yeah, but you didn't. With singer Heather Antonison at 7 to 11, call for cover. If I have to call for a cover, I'm not going to call. I'm just going to show up and pay no cover. But if I have to call in advance just to say, I'll pay a cover, I'm not going. Why would you call for the cover?
I don't know.
Did you talk about Swing on a Star?
No.
Swing on a Star, December 31st, 2 p.m. Swing on a Star with the John Prude Trio, a jazz concert for all ages to celebrate the New Year's featuring award-winning John Proulx.
That's pretty good.
Vocals and piano, Michael Glynn on bass, Cal Haynes on drums at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living right near the Baking Company at 505 Camino de los Marques. And it is quite inexpensive, and you can go to brownpapertickets.com or call 989-1088 for more information.
I have like coal dust on my fingers. How did that happen?
You were apparently naughty, nice.
Uh-oh. Hey, one more New Year's Eve thing. Boogie Wonderland, 9 p.m. at the Silver Starlight Lounge, a dance party with DJ Lisa C, spinning old school. And that is a New Year's Eve party at the Starlight Lounge, which is over there at Rainbow Vision on Rodeo Road. It's a fun bar. The proceeds benefit the Human Rights Alliance. So, you know, they have their fundraisers throughout the year to sort of support their programs and stuff like that, including Pride, Santa Fe. So.
Now, did we talk about the inaugural New Mexico Box Society concerts?
Listen to us. We don't even know what each other
did
said. We keep going. Did you talk?
Did you
say this?
Box
We've been
Society?
Here for 45 minutes. We have no clue what we've already mentioned.
Bach and then Johann Sebastian.
Oh, I thought it was like people that like really like boxes.
Well, there's that. But it's the 12 Voice New Mexico Bach Chorale.
Bach.
Franz Vogt, artistic director and conductor, Monday, December 26th and Tuesday, December 27th at 7 o'clock. And it is at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel at 50 Mount Carmel Road in Santa Fe. And the chapel opens at 6:30 in the evening. You can get tickets at the door, or you can go to ihmretreat.com.
Cool.
IHM standing presumably for Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Say, what time is it?
8:51.
You sort of live in the neighborhood. Are you going to go do the Farolito walk this year?
You know, this year I think I will. I haven't been in a few years. I made the stupid mistake 3-4 years ago of bringing my doggy Gem on the walk, which you're not supposed to do. She was really like just a nervous wreck with all the people. Don't bring your dogs. But it's a great walk if you're, you have family or friends.
Unless they're
in.
Good dogs.
She is a good dog, but she was still nervous because there were way too many people there.
Yeah.
Go up Canyon Road. It's supposed to be cold. The snow should stay on the ground. And then on Sunday, apparently it's going to get into the mid-40s, and that's when the snow will melt, like midday. But it's supposed to stay cold and snowy through then.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get any more snow. But
no, down south they're going to get hit today.
Yeah, so we've gotten ours. But this should stay on the ground for Santa Claus and for all the kids to be excited and build castles and snowmen and stuff. What if snowmen came to life and started to chase us? What if that was
I've
a horror
I've had
movie?
That dream before. Yeah, I've had that dream before.
My bad dreams are just about the most mundane things.
Really?
That's the movie I should write. The snowmen that are attacking people. And the way that the hero figures out how to kill him is that he's a climatologist. So he sees on the weather that like it's going to get warm at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So he gets them all to chase him in a field, and then they melt.
Just use a hairdryer. Being Elmo. Let's not forget about that. That's still at the CCA. And it is a wonderful documentary about...
That's why I don't come on the show anymore. I come up with a brilliant idea, and it's seven words she manages to shoot it down.
That's because you don't use a hairdryer.
Well, if the snowmen were chasing you outside, that'd be hard to do. If they get in your house, then the hairdryer's a great idea.
Yeah, but then you don't even need it because it'll melt because your house is presumably warm.
Unless, of course, in the plot line we have that all the snowmen have... disconnected all the heating appliances in the town.
Or you can just hug them, and the warmth of your beautiful Robert Nottian being.
Or
will
global warming has made them resistant to heat. That's your in.
Oh, that's even better. Where's my pencil and pad?
Anyway, Being Elmo.
Can I work a nude scene into this?
Yeah.
Is about Kevin Clash, who created the Muppet character Elmo for Sesame Street and
Yay!
All the Muppet...
Elmo!
Oh, there's he's so...
Elmo!
Elmo's cute, and Kevin Clash is lovely. He's like one of the first African-American puppeteers, and I love this man. I mean, I don't know him personally.
And, of course, the Muppets movie is still in theaters, I think, if you want to take your kids. People say it's very good.
Yes, I've heard it's one of the better Muppet films.
And they sing the Rainbow Connection again.
And Melancholia?
Melancholia,
good?
Yeah.
Is that good? Did you see it?
Yes.
Okay, it's also at the CCA. Eames the Architect, Am I using last week? No. Is this last week's schedule? Anyway, check your listing.
Yeah, check the listing.
CCASantaFe.org and the screen and Fandango for all your movie listings. Lots of good stuff.
Fandango.
Did the Tintin movie already leave town?
No.
No.
It's just getting here.
It's just getting, yeah.
Oh, it's opening soon.
It opened Wednesday, or it's opening, no, it opened okay. Wednesday, didn't
it's
it?
It's not in our Paso Tampa, that's why I asked.
Well, we'll have to check on that.
Huh.
That's odd. I thought it had opened already.
All right, let's sing Christmas tunes, and then we'll go for Skinny Dip.
I don't do Christmas, I don't really know any Christmas songs.
We played lots of fun Christmas songs yesterday with Craig Smith.
Yes.
And let's see. Well, why don't you start?
Oh, so you had Craig Smith on yesterday by himself, and he got to do Christmas songs. And I'm like elf number 7 here, right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, she ruins my...
There haven't been any really new Christmas songs.
You were the only elf in my life, Robert. And I want you to sing Christmas songs. You are elf number 1. You are the great master elf in my life. Go ahead, sing.
Now I'm all embarrassed.
No, he's turning red.
I'm turning red like a little Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Like a little bowl of borscht.
This is what ladies and gentlemen, you see me in the street, you go, why don't you go on and do the show with those two guys? Just listen today. You'll see why.
I'm being nice. I'm imbued with the holiday spirit.
Imbued?
I just don't know any...
I'm just imbibed.
Any holiday songs.
And I got a letter from a listener that says, arg, dependent clauses. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Shall we sing Let It Snow? That's one of your favorites.
You know, I was just mentioning... No, you keep going. I was just mentioning on the radio that it's really awkward when like, somebody calls into a radio show and starts singing, especially holiday songs. When they don't know the words. So I'm not going to sing because I don't know a lot of words to the holiday song.
Okay.
Let us know, where the fire is so delightful. Mary Charlotte's eyes kind of frightful. But we've got nowhere to go. So let us know, when I finally kiss your neck. You'll say, ooh, Robert's so nice. Then later you'll say, what the heck? We'll start with some sugar and spice.
He's ex-temping this.
Oh, yeah, but goodness. I'm making it up as I go along. Well, the New Year's is slowly coming in, and I know we'll
when
have some
when was the last time you
nice
saw a caroler?
Carol who?
Caroler.
I don't know, caroler.
He or she who carols.
Not on my street. No. I didn't even have any trick-or-treaters this year.
Let's carol next year. That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. I'll carol. I'll carol with you.
I'll learn the words by next year.
I'd like to get like 6 or 7 carols
music.
And get them to go
and
with
and
me.
And Craig can wear like a big old keyboard around his neck.
Craig will be wonderful. Yeah. He loves to sing, and he actually knows how to sing, as do you, Robert Knott.
And that was an afterthought. I could tell in your eyes. That's like you asking me to show the little kitty cat to the recording mic. The kitty cat in the ad. That was adorable. See?
Rob DeWalt has turned himself into a kitty cat.
See, kitties are cute at Christmas time when they try to get the ornaments off the tree.
Which
that's
is
right.
why...
That's the noise before they pounce.
That noise is why I'm a dog person.
All right, so don't forget, you can park free downtown this weekend, Saturday. Do your shopping downtown.
Yes.
If you haven't done it already.
And drop while you're shopping, drop your food off for the food depot over at 202 East Marcy Street, Santa Fe, New Mexican.
You can do that today, but not tomorrow.
But not tomorrow.
Be there.
Right.
Not well, on somebody will be there, Sunday. But I don't know if they'll answer the door.
Is Monday really a holiday at our office?
Yeah, because the state and the city and the county and education are all closed down.
Oh, so the reporters
so the
got
Mexican
nothing to
gives
do.
Gives its people off Monday, except for one writer who has to work, which is me.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Oh.
I'm probably going to go out to the Via Linda Mall, a.k.a. Santa Fe Place, and see what gifts people are returning.
Oh, really? And Santa won't be there. I want to go. Did you already interview Santa?
Yeah, my story ran in yesterday's paper.
What did Santa say?
I didn't have time.
Santa
did
said
he smell
he
like booze?
No, he did not smell okay. like booze. Be
was
nice.
His beard held on with elastic?
No, it looked real. Read the story. You're asking me all the questions. Take a look at the yesterday's New Mexican. You can go online and find out.
No, but give us a little synopsis of what Santa said.
I'm not going to do a synopsis, but I'll give you a little plot. Basically, what Santa said was that he's in town with Comet and Prancer, and that kids are asking for Barbie dolls and yo-yos, as well as iPads and iPods.
Is he Union Santa Claus?
I didn't see his underwear to see if he was wearing the Union label. What do you think is a Union Santa Claus? I don't know if he's a Union Santa Claus.
Who else would be in his union?
Other Santa Clauses.
There's only one Santa. He lives on the North Pole.
Well, no, see, Santa, it's like the movie Multiplicity. There has to be, Santa is one person, but he has many bodies. That's the only way he can deliver all the presents.
Oh, right.
That's what my mom says, and that's the truth.
That should be Multiplicity. I like a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
Like
especially
God.
Female bodies. Hey, great seeing you. You have a great New Year's.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And go get yourself a little pet at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter or the Española Humane Society or Felines and Friends.
But only if you're going to keep it and love it and take care of it.
And I haven't said this for at least a day or two. Do not let your dogs get into the chocolate that is inevitably... Okay, we have this German cake called Christmas Stollen.
I love Stollen.
Stollen is so good. Well, we have the case of the stolen Stollen, which
they
is
don't even
that
know I'm here.
My dog went and stole the cake off the plate. Go ahead, Robert Knott. You got the last word.
I could have taken off my clothes and they wouldn't have noticed. You all have a great holiday. Just be safe out there. Have fun.
Yeah.
And be safe, be happy, wear your seatbelt.
Yes.
And Robert Knott, Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts, Babapalooza, Happy New Year. Thank
happy
you both
year.
So much for being
Christmas
with us, speaking extensively of the art on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And Happy New Year, Merry Christmas to everybody at KSFR, the Santa Fe New Mexican, and all of our listeners.
Mwah. Kissing me back. I told you that they offer me.